Many sit in church on rotten plankboards, deluded by a false peace that numbs the senses and deadens the stirrings of the soul like morphine kills the pain. The dullness and spiritual lethargy you sit under keeps you from seeing your great danger of damnation and being made sensible of the coming terrors upon you, like a Lord Spider sits on a fly, and all the fly sees is a continual shadow and is unaware of its coming destruction. Satan has cast a dark net over your senses, for you foolishly believe all is well with your soul. But the voices you hear soothe falsely. Self-love is a siren that serenades one to the reefs and rocks and wrecks many a vessel otherwise on its proper course. Self-love says, all is well with my soul, from I am not as bad as others. I do this and I do that for my church and God. My record speaks for itself. All is well. Yes, your record will speak for itself. In the accusations brought against you at the bar of Almighty God, your self-righteousness is a noxious stench in the nostrils of a holy being. Your natural condition is what damns you, for you have never been converted, and your sins have never been washed in the blood of Christ. You stand guilty before God as a transgressor of his law, and the sentence of the law must be carried out upon your head. Damnation in hell is a terror that seizes the most sturdy of men. Hellfire melts and reduces all pride and human strength to weeping and wailing, for this is the state of the soul who dies outside Christ's blood. Your danger is immense, and your sins even greater, for the weight of them will soon pull you down. God cries out against your defective refuge. Your way is dark and dangerous. Wherefore, their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. The ground you walk upon is slippery, and God is against you in all your natural condition, for you are nothing more than his enemy in your state. You deserve hell for your treason against a holy sovereign. You believe your state is good, and there lies your danger of suddenly dying in your natural condition, dying in your sins quite suddenly. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in a evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Your refuge is a mere shadow from a deceived heart. The false refuges of a deceived heart are many, which many poor souls flee to for safety, but there is no safety found there. You are merely hiding in an open cave, with danger lurking in the dark recesses of that cavern of death. Rats and vipers crawl all over the natural man in his delusions, as he is exposed to all judgment and hellfire for all eternity. Your sins will follow you into eternity and rise up against you at the judgment as witnesses who line up and testify to your hurt. Demons laugh at your false foundations, which soon will break apart, and down to hell you will go, All is sand beneath you, all is sand around you, all is sand above you, as you have been trying to climb up to heaven on a rope of sand. Your foundation is sinking sand, sand washed away by the coming storm of judgment and hell. You have nothing to hang on to. Your robe is a filthy rag, for it is not the robe of righteousness which is necessary for the wedding of the Lamb. You have covered yourself with nothing more than an empty religious profession, and you do not have justification, forgiveness for sins. Your hope of heaven is nothing but a hole in the wall. Flee to the only refuge for sin, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the pearl of great price, worth selling all for and losing all for, so he may be gained. Jesus is the door. You must come in through the door of salvation. You must enter the kingdom of God by getting to Christ. Christ is salvation. You must get to him and believe on him for forgiveness of sin. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. The man on the cross is the Savior of the world. He suffered and died and was buried. He rose again and ascended back into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father. That's where he is now. He is hidden in the bosom of the Father. Christ must be revealed to you. You won't be bettered by my voice, friend, unless you hear his voice as it comes to you in all power, authority, and majesty. You are saved by receiving a revealed Christ. Look on him and live. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Get to Christ, friend. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Listen, friend, repent and believe before it's too late. Let us pray.